Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did I say Bears?
Listen for your own voice. Hold on.
3, 2, 1.
Rams.
Three, two, one.
Bears. Broncos.
Oh, what a... I was
the only one
to
pick the Broncos. Did the Broncos win that game?
No, the Bears won
that
game.
Bears won that game.
I did say Bears. That was right.
Ah.
And you both said Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's hard to hear.
Yeah, don't worry, Maddie. The Baltimore Aquarium, like the Miami Seaquarium, which is the Mac Daddy. That's the 2 hours and 15 away that we're going to go to
eventually.
Which is
the National Aquarium, Baltimore.
That's
Aquarium,
a beautiful.
Right?
Yeah. They're
they
much
got
more...
sharks and they got rays.
Well, we had sharks too.
Yeah, but can you touch a ray?
No.
Because you can touch a ray at Baltimore.
Yeah, I know. No, we have.
No.
Let me see.
No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, just before we get started on a Monday, how concerned should I be that there is electrical current running through things here?
How strong did it feel when it surged through
like
your body?
It felt like a little tickle. It felt
it's
like
a
little tickle. I have two computers. I have two computers from the Apple Corporation, and I am typing on one, and I am resting my elbow on the corner of another. One is has electricity being charged into it. The other one does not. And as I'm doing that, I rest my elbow down, and I feel a little like that, like one would be touching a little circuit. And right now, I would not do the experiment on the air because I don't want to be, you know, if somehow the contact is made where all the electricity comes
through,
I don't
want to do that.
The one that is plugged into the wall, is it plugged into the wall or is it plugged into a power strip?
That's a great question.
Because a power strip
It's plugged in. It's plugged into the wall, but with one of those boxes that you
a multiplier.
Gives you the multi-plug.
Mm.
The problems are multi-plugged.
How many would you be able to do without the multi-plug?
Just a minute.
There you go. Also,
I'm thinking it could be a ground issue.
You always ask me questions where I have to move 50 feet.
Well, while you're down there, if you can unplug the light behind you, that would help as well.
Oh, now are you telling me the shot that we had?
Well, no, because your head was in front of the light.
Yeah, and you had it turned off last week.
But I did my picture today, and I think my picture looks okay. It doesn't. It looks too bright.
Well, it's not your.
Mike,
it's not
you. Think you look great? No, it's what
stuff,
you
this
think.
This is why. Oh!
Another shock.
Yes.
Oh no.
What the?
The loose wire.
Oh
somewhere.
No. Oh no.
Is there a mouse in the house? By that I mean, do you see any frayed wires?
We shouldn't see any copper at all.
I had this issue once, I think at WJFK.
Where WJFK
the
was like that, yeah.
Was actually, it felt like it was shocking you.
Well, to save money at WJFK, they punched their own wires, as they say, when they built that new studio.
Oh, okay.
And I remember one of the Mike's 5 and 6 were on the same fader because they punched it wrong.
Okay.
And it was impossible to run board when you had a lot of guests. So it wouldn't surprise me if there was some loose electricity bouncing around, too.
I might need a person to come down here.
An electrician? Not
I can
electrician,
fly down there, Mike.
Electrician.
I love to travel.
Do you? But you're not like a professional electrician.
No, I'm not. No.
And the last thing we need,
I can hire a task rabbit.
No, I don't think that's wise. The last thing we need is him
don't
going down there.
I'm too busy looking for another dog.
Both of you ending up dead. We don't need that.
That's my task rabbit this week. That's what I have to do.
I want from the dent and scratch aisle. I'm like, they're cheaper.
A dent and scratched dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Slightly used.
I've gotten her off the French Bulldog and onto another Chihuahua, which is fine with me.
Oh, Chihuahuas, small brains.
I'm fine with that. Okay. I love Frankie now. I'd love to get him a companion.
Do you think Frankie will do well with the same breed?
I don't want to talk. Carla's going to listen to the beginning.
What
of the
about
show.
A big dog?
Sorry. Yeah.
A lab. Frankie. A lab is a man's best friend, Mike.
Yeah. So when you got shocked,
I'm so freaked out right
David
now.
David Carr is like, I'm getting that French bulldog.
When you got
by
shocked,
by the way, how does the picture look now? Does it look okay?
Or Maddie, what do
you
think?
Do I look like a cadaver? I look like a cadaver, don't I, Maddie?
I liked it how it was.
Oh. Yeah, I do too. And then Oscar starts the show and says, "Turn that light off behind you."
It's all
and
right.
And now I'm completely.
Maddie, she's, you know? Maddie's the commish. Then she's good.
That's right.
They do what she says.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, don't shock yourself. Yeah. Where do you think he shocked himself the second time? Because he wasn't even close to his computer.
He probably has like two plugs that are barely plugged in.
Just, I heard that.
You know what I mean?
I heard that.
You were supposed to hear that.
Yeah, I'm talking into the microphone.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out the problem.
By the way, the plug for the computer is directly into the wall. There is not a spot.
Okay. So when you shocked yourself the second time, the one that necessitated...
I don't know if I did or whether that was pulling on a leg hair.
Is your leg near anything
it's
metal?
Weird. Rob, I got wires everywhere.
I know.
I got cables and wires and electricity coursing through here like you would not believe.
I know. It's
incredible.
Dr. Frankenstein's lab.
This is not a professional setup. By the way, we've never had anybody come down here and really do it
I offered to fly down and you said
I'm not attacking. I'm not. See, immediately you go into the defensive.
No. I offered to fly down even before this happened. And you said, no, not necessary.
And we'll both fly down when you end up in the hospital.
We'll visit you. We'll do the show.
I'm just concerned.
It'll be electric.
I'm just a tad concerned. But I'll be all right. It's on my mind. Well,
it should. I'm worried about small Mike, not you.
Well, he doesn't come in here.
Are you sure?
Carla comes in here every morning thinking she's being helpful. Carla, I love you.
What does she do?
She comes in. She turns on my television in here. So I've got my CNN in the background.
Uh-huh.
She lights a nice little candle, and she turns on the backlight.
Ambiance.
And she takes out a wire stripper and opens up an extension cord.
I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's a little disconcerting.
Any of those murder mysteries that Carla loves watching on Dateline, was there ever a
IDTV
shocking revelation?
So, Carla actually slid in. Just why did she demonstrate an interest in his studio at this stage of the game? She really didn't demonstrate any real concern for the show prior to that, and then she came in here. All right, but I'll get through, and if I touch anything and I let you know, I'll let you know.
We'll see That's it. The way yeah, we'll go. See it.
I want to cross-pollinate here a little bit and find out, because I saw online, and I don't know that you participated in a very special show for Big O and Dukes over the weekend.
Yes, thank you.
And you just connect the dots for me based on the fact that your radio partner Chad Dukes had his father come out to the show, and then Chad posted a very nice picture of his dad from the old days when they were all watching the Redskins to the modern time. 21 years later. So was the whole live show, you did it at Jam and Java.
Yes.
Was the whole live show based around Chad's dad coming in? Is that the boss man?
The boss man, yes. Affectionately called the boss man. I got to tell you, fellas, that I'm lucky enough to work on both these wonderful shows. And when Chad said that his father, and look, just for a little background, I've never met Chad's dad. Like, I've never in the
all the years you worked with him
since
all over the place.
2002.
So he's certainly never been on the show, but never even crossed paths in real life?
Never in real life.
Wow.
I've met his mom a dozen times and, well, maybe not a dozen. I would say, six, seven times?
Okay, half a dozen.
Half a dozen times. And when he said his father was coming up into town and we could possibly do a live show, and his father was game to come on stage and be on the live show with us, mm-hmm. it was a big effing deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard, I would say, no less than a dozen stories about Chad's dad throughout the years, and just that were funny and interesting, and it just seemed like this, like, very charismatic, like, almost a character of sorts, you know? Kind of like how I talk about my mom, but, like, on a completely different spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And to meet Tom and the boss man and then see him perform— You see where Chad gets where the charisma comes from,
well,
where the storytelling
like
comes from.
When I saw that young picture.
It was such a great experience. And Mike, when I tell you he slayed, he absolutely killed.
Okay, so dad came out. How old is dad? Do we know
70.
How old dad? 70, and yes. he came in and...
And he murdered. He took he that sold-out crowd, and he owned them. A chance wow. broke out. It was phenomenal. It was a really wonderful night, and to see both, not just Chad, but his brother Casey and his father share that stage and the response they got, it was beautiful.
So let me ask about Chad's dad. Has Chad... The reason you haven't met him, and he hasn't been part of this show... if he's this gold mine for a while, what was the...
I think he's a private man. He's a private man. And, you know, Chad has gone down to and his family, and Casey has as well. They've gone down to Pensacola, Florida to visit multiple times. We've heard stories about that.
Were they always close, or was there a period of time where they weren't? I seem to remember lots of different things. Well,
His parents were divorced, so he either lived with his father or his mother or just lived alone. But he was in Pensacola. So, I mean, I don't think it's that – it seems strange, but also the idea that you would probably never meet my father until now after 10 years isn't shocking either, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, I get that. I mean, especially in our business. Yeah, that we have, but it was like so leading
they have,
up to
they
it,
have here, a wonderful relationship.
So leading up to it, I remember a month or so ago, maybe a little longer, I'm not sure, there was a announcement that that he was coming.
He's coming
up
to town, yes.
And your listenership got into that because he's part of the show. He's been brought up on the show over the years.
Like you would mention your parents. It's like you talk about like this one story or
how anyone, you go visit. Yes. For anyone who is not familiar with Big O and Dukes, could you give us a brief sort of best of story that sort of encapsulates the boss man?
Oh, I don't think it'd be safe to tell here on the show.
Okay. Yes, all right. So that speaks volumes right there.
I'll tell you that much.
That speaks volumes right there.
And I couldn't do it justice. Couldn't do it justice. Meeting him, because you always, look, we all like break balls
about. He made Chad what he is
today.
Yeah,
we all break balls about our parents. But, like, you always kind of, like, even when you do the show, you're like, this has to be exaggerated. There's no way.
Right.
And then you meet the man, you're like, oh, no, this is completely on the level. Nothing was exaggerated. This is the man we talked about all these years.
He looked, I based this on like, a picture or two. He looked like he was having the time of his life, that he was enjoying it. Did he like it, or could you tell?
You could tell. He absolutely... He thrived. Well, first of all, most people either they wilt or they step up to the plate and they perform on stage.
Right. My sister would fall into the category. She steps up to the plate.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Family member. So, and we know that in our business. We know who to put on that stage and really who not to put on.
For example, Matthew Bloom.
He commanded that stage.
He is the wilter.
He totally commanded that stage. It was a night, and I was happy for our listeners. I was happy for Chad. I was happy for our show, but more importantly, just the idea that you could share that experience with an entire crowd of what is essentially strangers, but listeners, and to do that, it just was a special night. Thank you for asking.
Did he say anything controversial? That's what I remember about the dad.
A
tad politically incorrect.
He didn't mention politics once.
No, not politics.
Oh, okay.
Anything that would be politically correct being the
not
term.
Not for our crowd.
You know?
Not for our crowd.
What do you mean? What do you mean not for our crowd?
I mean, our listeners know what to, like, we already forewarned them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's something we'd talk about here. But the joke's coming from a 7-year-old man.
That's
is pretty
tease,
impressive.
Isn't it? That's
yeah.
a tease.
I don't think he's going to get any follow-up project on the Disney Channel.
I don't even know if some of the jokes will be talked about on our show.
Really?
For all I know is that show wasn't even taped. Like, it was just...
You mean the show the show you did Saturday?
Yes. It was a one-off. Yeah. Either you were there or you weren't.
Okay. All right.
So it was fun. It was
FOMO.
Fun.
Fear of
missing
out.
Let me ask you one last question.
Yes.
Because you're kind of being cryptic about it. Did any of the jokes... make you grab your throat and kind of grab your tie like Rodney Dangerfield and go. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I'm trying to think. There was nothing that was so uncomfortable that I was like, I can't believe we're doing this. Because again, we were braced. We were informed beforehand that anything may happen.
Right.
So, Mike, are you familiar with the phrase?
It definitely happened.
Are you familiar with the phrase damning with faint praise?
I told some of these jokes yesterday to a couple friends that we were at work yesterday all day,
right.
And I was like, dude, the guy delivered one of these jokes, and this was the punchline, and it was fantastic. And they're not prepared; they're stories. He's a fantastic storyteller,
Really?
It just was just it. I don't. I knew Chad has always had charisma, and I've met his mom. His mom is very sweet and very polite. But to see his father perform and to meet his father, like you really see, like this is where this comes from.
Right.
It's very cool.
All right, well, so it was. Cool. I saw it all over social media that people were. I didn't see it. Diana Barrett. We share a listener.
Yes.
And she's the number one fan for Big O and Dukes, and she cheerleader. Was posting, yeah. She was. Everybody was kind of talking about that. And,
It was a fantastic night. Honestly, it's one of those nights, Mike, and you get up and you're like, oh, our guest is now taking over the program, and it's A-OK.
And was it all around him? Was it all designed around him?
It was all, designed around him.
Oh, wow. That's good for him. Well, I bet he felt good about
that.
Oh, that's
cool. I saw that he told Chad it was the best weekend of his life.
That's great.
Awesome.
And that wasn't always the case, right? I mean, they weren't up each other's butts forever, right?
Well,
I mean,
it took him 21 years.
Was it not a difficult childhood for him with his dad a little bit with the broken home and all that?
I think after 21 years, he says that the guys his sons bribed him to come back up to Virginia after 21 years with a flat screen TV. So he had to come.
Wow. Such a loving environment.
Merchandise.
That's great. But you know what? For somebody who doesn't have his dad around, I think about my dad often, and that's terrific. That and Casey,
to share
I've hung out with him,
70.
Chad's brother, and so that's they're good guys.
My dad
and,
would not slay. I love my dad. He would not
my
slay.
My dad wouldn't slay.
No, no, no.
My dad wouldn't slay.
No, no, no.
Bob would slay. Bob. Well, Bob's been on a couple. No, yeah, Bob's mellow.
Bob's mellow, but you know what? He can rise to the occasion. He remember when I got the flu earlier this year and I had to miss my Uncle Pete's funeral service? My dad stepped into MC, which was what I was going to do, and my dad did a fantastic job.
Yeah, but
so he can do it.
Your dad get on stage in front of 300 strangers and just completely take over the crowd.
I don't know that he could completely take over, but he could hold his own.
I'm self-aware to know that my father would not. He's too shy.
Your father,
he wouldn't.
Your father does things, and my father does things.
It's a different,
and Bob
it's
does things
that
Chad's father wouldn't do.
Yeah, but
so
still.
They're all different in their own little
that
way.
That power that's like in the bloodline,
yes,
that was impressive.
That the charisma comes from dad.
Yeah.
The guns come from dad, right?
I don't know that. I know his father has
you
guns.
You don't lie to me. I've listened to him talk about that to you. That's where the gun thing comes
first
from,
of all,
right?
Mike, there's
isn't
not
that where it comes from?
There's not.
He grew up in a house full of firearms. I heard it on the show.
Full of firearms.
I was just curious about the not like built into the wall. That was my next door neighbor.
Okay,
had an AK-47 like in the wall
like
on the other side,
like
of
a
the,
secret passage type deal.
Like on the other side of the drywall, spackled it and. But knew where it was, so in an emergency.
Well, that's good, Mike, because they ain't going to take his
movie.
They ain't going to take his guns. Did he know where the ammunition was buried?
Yeah,
his canned bullets.
He was a gun guy.
Yeah,
he was in Haymarket, Virginia. He had
really
why in the wall
because he to hide it. I don't know.
They ain't going to take my guns.
The ATF.
Yes. Yeah.
How much? All right. I'll frame the question differently. How much of the new big shooter? MAGA personality comes from dear old dad, do you think? Just out of curiosity.
I honestly...
Based on Saturday night alone.
The boisterous...
I answer it for you. 100%.
100%!
Well, then don't ask me if you're going to answer. I can't tell you 100%.
You're careful.
I can't tell
you. I understand. I'm careful.
I don't know his father well enough to know that. I just don't.
Do you suppose his father voted
we'll
in the last election?
All right. What's
absolutely.
That?
Do you suppose his father voted?
I think so, yes.
All right, just
do you have
just
any other
guess.
Questions?
Do you care to guess who he might have voted for?
Oh, I don't know. I imagine Donald Trump.
Okay, that's a good guess. Yes. You know what? I think that's a great guess.
Really?
Yeah.
But I really don't know. 50%
chance
know
of getting it right.
I have no idea. And to say that someone voted for somebody that I don't know about,
it's just
not,
a guess.
That's not fair.
Like you say, it's just a guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you guys are so enamored by this, but I appreciate the questions.
Whatever. He has a sort of a mythology behind him, so it's hard to figure him out.
That's what I was talking about.
How do you think I feel? This is the first time I've met the man. Literally, 48 hours ago.
You've done a show with this dude for 3,000 years.
That's why it's so.
That's what I'm basing all my stuff. I'm going back to the old WJFK show. Come on. That's what I thought all the edginess and all the kind of like stuff you said, politically incorrect stuff. That it's not just charisma. It's kind of the person. That's what it comes from a little bit.
But
right?
But this is what I'm. See, you're putting it together from my experience. I was there, and I've never. The man's was a school teacher, right? So I think of school teachers.
And that's the interesting thing.
Yeah, I don't think of school teachers.
I used to listen to your show all the time, almost every day.
I get it.
Did Chad ever teach? So
my opinion's coming from listening to that show. I don't know why this has gotten weird.
Because it's not weird. I don't remember half the things you're talking about right now. I got to be honest with you. All I remember is him.
He's blocking it, Rob, is what he's doing.
Yeah, because you know what? I would too. I'm a casual listener to the Big O and Duke show way back.
Give me some detail of what you've heard.
What I remember, all I can remember is vague terms. And I remember that there was sort of like, I won't say bad blood, but some friction. I remember there being some friction between him and his dad. That's just as a base plot line. I could be wrong, but it's odd that Mike and I would both remember that.
I remember the same thing.
That there's friction between them?
A little bit.
No, there was. Based on the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They had, I guess, at one point, this is what I can glean, is that he lived with his father, and then he lived with his mother. And I don't know why or how that all worked out, but his dad was definitely, like, from what I noticed this weekend, like, he doesn't BS about anything. He's very upfront about everything. And even on stage when he was breaking their balls, it was like a dad breaking their kids' balls. Mm. Like, right. But it was fun to see in that environment.
You were there, right, when you worked at WJFK? You remember the show.
Yes, but I don't remember. Right? It's Mike, do you remember every episode you've done and all the details from it?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you're a better man than I
do. That's so true.
I do not.
All the bad stuff.
Well, Mike, it's easy to remember two or three things. When there's only been two or three bad things in an entire career.
Yeah. Does he scare you a little bit? Not
Tom?
Chad, but his father?
No. He gave me a big hug. He's all love, but he is, for the people that were there, to see the way this man commanded that stage blew my mind.
The fourth time he said for the people that were there.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm curious. It's like a secret society or something.
It's like that. Like that Jay Leno concert at the Venetian. It was only for the people who were there.
I'll ask you one last controversial question about this. So for the people that were there, how do I frame this the right way? If for the people that were there, would there be anything said there that you would be embarrassed to share right now on this show? Like anything that
it would
was
not,
said?
It would, no, I would not be my place to share any of it on the show.
No, but would you be embarrassed to share it?
No, I would. If someone else shared it, if someone else talked about it, I would not be able to say it. It's half the things that were said because it was just so over the top.
I think you're kind of dodging a little bit.
Can you help me here?
Let's say someone
who
was there.
Do you want me to repeat it?
No, not at all.
What you're saying?
Not at all.
No.
What he's saying is, let's say
I'm not going to put you in that position.
One of your key listeners was here, came in and said, wasn't it great when Chad's dad said this? And if that was said on our show, is there anything that was said that would embarrass you today?
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
But you wouldn't want to repeat it.
I couldn't. I would not be comfortable repeating it. I would not. Yeah.
That confuses me, you know?
Well, it's a very, I think what we've got there is a very thin line, almost a razor's edge where he's walking. It's something that it's okay that it was said, but I didn't say it.
I would laugh at it if a listener was here and repeated that. I would definitely laugh at it because some of the stuff he said.
Mike, we sort of painted ourselves into a corner.
I can tell you off air. That's a fair place.
Well, I think I know, but I don't want to speculate because I really don't know for sure. So,
right.
I think I have an idea.
If you had if I had $1 million in line, there's no way you would guess. There's no way you would guess what was said.
Really?
Because there's nothing I could have ever.
All right, then I'll ask
expected.
You one last question.
Yes.
Would it make? Because look, here are my rules.
Yes.
My rules are comedy rules.
The ABCs of me.
Comedy rules.
Yes.
As far as comedy rules, I've always believed this. There is a different world of comedy, and there's a different world of reality.
Okay.
I make much more of a thing about a real statement made than I do about, you know, in a lighthearted environment.
Sure.
Even if I know that lightheartedness is coming from a bad place. I'm sorry. I do.
Okay, so then we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, you have no choice. I understand that. And I would have no choice either. There was one this weekend that I can't talk about where I was, oh, God. Oh, my God. I didn't want to go. I just got to, you get to a point sometimes when you're around certain people mm-hmm. where you just don't protest because, you know, it's, you're not going to change that person.
Right, right.
But if it's really super serious, then I do, you know.
Did I not apologize after I said it?
You made me want to throw it.
I'll give you the answer. From my recollection from the show, not one racial joke was made to clarify what you're thinking.
Okay.
About. Not one, not at all.
All right, that's what I kind of had.
I think you were going down that path, so I'll clear that up.
I remember it alluded to a little bit by Chad.
Yeah, he alluded to it. But on stage, nothing.
He knew the room enough to do that.
I'm literally coming in here with a rave for this man getting on stage and commanding this room, and the jokes that he pulled, I did not even see coming. The stories he told.
He got it.
It was awesome.
That's cool. Was there any, and you know, as far as, well, you'll tell me off the air.
I can tell you what they were.
Yeah. But that's great. And that's wonderful. And I know it was a big thing for your.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's really cool.
Seeing Fuchs, or Bradley, as we like to call him affectionately, so happy with his father and sharing that moment with Casey.
Whatever the things that happen. And by the way, there's not a normal family out there. There really isn't.
You're right.
Everybody's got.
You're right.
You know, if people say they've got the perfect thing going, they're usually lying.
Yeah, so
they really,
Maddie.
Really are. You know,
she's all talking about it all the time.
Maddie. All right,
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What can we do for you?
I need work.
All right.
What was your previous salary?
$80,000 was the base salary, and then I was in a bonus situation, which would give me anywhere from 15 to 25, depending on, you know, the year that we had, and generally
$100,000. $100,000? Over what period of time are we talking about?
A year.
A year? What brings you around these parts? Trying to double up on that income?
Well, I've come here to live. I'm trying to change my life.
You couldn't change your life on $100,000?
What have you got for me? Any jobs?
Coming from your position and your salary, you wouldn't be interested in it.
Well, you don't know me. I might love it. What is it?
A crossing guard.
At a school?
Where else have you seen them work?
I just didn't know if there were different kinds. What does that pay?
$100,000.
What does it really pay?
It pays $5.50 an hour plus benefits.
And the benefits meaning?
You get a ride to and from school if you need it.
Do you have anything at all? Can you rack your brain? Something maybe in the executive file, or maybe you have a white collar box or something?
What sort of box would that be?
Just a box of higher-paying jobs.
Oh, I know. You mean the $100,000 box.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Loves B-Wax, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Albert Brooks, in the movie Lost in America, seemed to mine for gold some of these older New York actors and comedians that had cameos in that, and that guy at the employment office, that is his, I mean, I just love that.
The timing and structure of that one scene.
Phenomenal.
The $100,000
box. $100,000
box.
He takes the job, right?
Of course he does.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
Not only is he a crossing guard, he's a crossing guard sitting down.
The $100,000 box. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you so much for the love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax. If you've been here a while, we thank you for your support. From Mobile, Alabama to Lewiston, Maine, from Gloversville, New York to Cocoa Beach, Florida, from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada, to Biloxi, Mississippi. Hey. One day I'll get there. I want to go to Prince Edward Island. It's a little further away than Nova Scotia. Biloxi, Mississippi, too. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And the following Fruitcake Futures commercial written by Rob Spiewak.
Indeed.
You seem to have Maddie on the brain today. Look at you, driving around the capital of Lebanon. Oh, that's Dahlia.
Yeah, not Maddie at all. Maddie started in last Fridays. That's right.
Look at you, driving around the capital. By the way, Dahlia was a smash hit on the show.
Good bonus
show. Look at you, driving around the... Well, I expect her to come in for 5 minutes, and then she's the whole hour.
Yeah, she's built
for
this.
That was Oscar's idea to get her in there. Look at you, driving around the capital of Lebanon without a care in the world, having a blast and digging the war-torn landscape. Nice. Jesus. Then, out of the blue, one wrong turn, and the Christian militia kidnaps you. They throw you in the shower and threaten to shoot you. Naturally, you ask to leave, claiming it's some sort of mix-up. You are denied. And you know why?
Why?
Because you're not special, bro.
No, you're not, bro.
Sorry, dude, sickle. You don't matter. There's nothing keen or notable about you. So, if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, you dummy. There will be no second chance, no exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner. Plus, a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida. Just make sure you do it now. Do it now. And only 2 more weeks. Be
That's
aware.
It.
God,
2 more.
Days. It still
two
feels
more.
Like hurricane season around
don't
here. But
delay.
It's flying. We are Beirutting for you to make the right decision. Buy big, Gary Grimble. Thank you very much. A programming note on the Mike O'Mara Show. I have made an attempt to kind of spread the wealth a little bit as far as the guys' participation in the show, and I hope you like it. We're all contributing more to like our lives. And the guys have always come in here with different stuff that's happening, but after the summertime, when we all took vacations at different times, I realized that with Oscar and with Rob, I got more gold that I can mine for there. And so the process of the show, I guess the point I'm trying to make is you'll be hearing more from these guys. I'm not nothing's changing really with the show at all. But
what about Pony?
Yeah, that's not
everybody wants that.
That's not ever going to happen at all.
Like
what about Pony?
So exciting.
Just briefly, and I don't know. And I talked to Rob briefly last night about this as well. Are we going to address the elephant in the room?
I think we should.
And Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this, but
what?
Rob and I have been going back and forth because we've got this. What is the most asinine, yet fun, yet interesting? It's so dumb. It's great.
It is
football pool amongst.
Oh.
The three
I
principles
have a feeling
here.
I did badly, but I didn't. After my Giants lost yesterday, and I lost the Thursday night game that both you guys picked the winners,
yeah.
And I didn't pay attention. So this is going to be new to me.
Oh, is this
going
to be fresh to you?
This is going to be fresh to me, my record.
I love this.
Is he killing us again, or is he killing, or am I bringing up the rear again? Or
well, it depends, because the statistics might be bent.
Yes. Well, so don't read ahead here.
Right.
What is the most important aspect of this pool, Mike? We've got a commissioner who's supposed to be a third party, impartial.
Right word.
Right? Impartial, I guess, cog to this equation.
Yeah.
And if this cog is broken, for the dollars that I'm sweating this out every week, it's $50
a lot of money.
Week, right?
Oh, something's wrong with the way
we don't know. But I was sitting at Podcast Village downtown. And I was looking at we're watching the games. We're working with the ESPN crew for a Dominique show that we're producing here. And I'm looking at the games come through, and I'm looking at my sheet because it's nice to look at your sheet if you're going to win or lose these games. And also see if you won, Mike, or if Rob had the right pick.
Right. That's what, and I didn't get to it, but I'll do it like.
And Maddie was kind enough to send it this week, so we had it with us.
Yes,
so
she sent our picks to us. And
so
we had
I'm tracking them, and I remember watching the Redskins, Cowboys. The Cowboys came on top. Redskins looked okay.
Now, the only picks I remember are you two picked the Bills, and I picked the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And I picked the Cowboys, and you two picked the Redskins.
No.
And Mike, so let's remember this again. I don't, and I write Rob roughly, I'm still at work. It's like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, Rob.
This is last night?
This is last night. And if you saw the end of the Broncos-Bears game, it was a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The Bears come out on top. And the entire
I'm trying to figure out what's
going on. I thought I chose the Broncos. And I'm with the guys, and I'm cheering for the Broncos. And then I pull up my sheet again. I'm like, wait a second, I chose the Bears. Let me look at my sheet again. It says I chose the Redskins.
Yeah, and previous to this.
Yes.
You did choose the Redskins. Both of you chose the Redskins.
No, he chose. I was the only one who chose the Redskins, and I know because.
I would never choose the Redskins against the Cowboys.
I got grief about it. And so I got this. Okay. I got the picks from Maddie on Thursday night,
yes.
I opened it, and that was the first thing I saw. And I said, thank you. I'm just guessing what I said. I said, love the format, but pretty sure Oscar picked the Cowboys and never heard back from
okay,
her.
Okay.
Now, it would be easy to just say our memory is our memory.
Yeah.
What would be great
I remember I thought Oscar picked the Redskins.
He did not. I was the only one.
Now, hold on a second. Now, I'm not going to let you be the definitive word on this when I remembered it, because yesterday the only thing I remember, my bad pick was the Giants against the Bills, and you two picked the Bills, correct?
Yes, but wouldn't it be?
And now, just hold on. All right. What I said was that the that would balance out because I picked the Cowboys and you two picked the Redskins. That's what I thought. That's the only reason I remember
that. This is why the commish and the picks are so important.
And yelling it out at the same time is we might have to change.
Well, I mean, Mike, it's three people. It's not like a big crowd. We could handle
it. I know it's not a big crowd, but it requires a level of skill for her to get. I probably wouldn't be able to do it if you were all shouting it out at once. So what's the long and short of it?
Long and short of it is that to double check it, we probably should check the tape.
And you have the tape.
Yes, I've condensed the picks.
I knew that when you had that look on your face, which was, I'm going to shove it up Mike's butt.
No, I knew that.
It's really...
Yeah, you had your, you loved it when I was doing it because you had your little, sure, what you think.
Far from it. I think the shoving perhaps goes towards the commissioner in this instance.
And we're not
sure. So what? Is it a mess?
Well, I don't know this for sure, Mike, because I haven't heard the audio yet. I asked Rob to pull the audio.
Is Maddie standing by?
Oh, I'm here, Mike.
Thank you for coming in.
Maddie, do you have anything to say before Rob proceeds?
Well, originally I was going to say check the tapes, but now that Rob has the tapes, I'm thinking it doesn't look good for the commissioner.
All right, so are we going to get an idea of who... What's going on? You tell me, Rob.
Okay, what I did is I know it was a sort of a lengthy segment, so yes. I just condensed all of our
picks.
As
you should, yes.
Okay, so we can go through this and we can rewind if we have to, but okay. Let's go to the tape. This is from the 12th of September, 2019.
3, 2, 1.
Buccaneers.
Okay, that's clear. She got that right.
I picked the Panthers. Yes. You guys picked the Buccaneers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Ravens. We all got the Ravens.
We all picked the Ravens.
Yes.
The Ravens
2,
win.
1.
Cowboys.
Oscar clearly says Cowboys.
Do it again. Can you play that one again?
Ravens.
3, 2, 1.
Cowboys.
I hear Oscar like separately and me separately say Cowboys and Rob says Redskins.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you were right. Okay. So you did pick the Cowboys.
One guy.
Okay. Should we continue through the list?
Oh, please. Okay, we got to bet these.
Now we're going to have the real...
2, 1.
Titans.
Titans, Colts. And
who,
I was
who
the one
picked
to
pick.
I picked the Colts. You two picked the Titans.
See, it's impossible.
She got that right.
As somebody who doesn't know,
she got that right.
She got that right. It's hard to hear.
3, 2, 1.
Steelers.
Yeah.
All
three, got we all picked the Steelers.
2, 1.
Bills. Giants.
Emphatically. Giants.
Well, no, they're my home team.
And it was so
Jimmy
great.
Jimmy and I were commiserating yesterday. By the way, I've never. They're so bad. They're so bad.
Oh,
they suck so totally.
Mike, what's
it's
so
just
great
so depressing.
Is when I was condensing these picks last night and I played that, and afterwards you said, home team pick, duh. And you just screamed it. You knew it was a doomed pick.
I knew it was a doomed pick.
From the word go.
I know. Damn it.
All right, moving on.
3, 2, 1.
49ers.
Everyone pick them.
3, 2, 1.
San Diego. Yeah, that was right because Mike was the only one who picked the Lions,
all right, so what did the Lions do yesterday?
Lions. The Lions won. The one where you step ahead.
That's I got to get this guy's name. I got to get this guy, this douche that gave me so much crap about that pick.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm getting your name, pal. You know who you are. I'm gonna find it. How about that, huh? Mr. Man did pretty well. Thank you very much. Thank you.
3, 2, 1.
Panthers.
Packers.
We all actually, that was a joke because she had said it was the Panthers. We all said Packers. We all said Packers on that one.
3, two, one.
Jaguars. Texans.
She got that right.
Okay, good, good.
Ooh. In three, two, one.
Patriots.
Patriots.
Yep,
three,
got that right.
Two, one.
Chiefs.
Got that right.
Good. Three, two, one.
Rams.
Three.
You got that
two,
right, Mike.
You got that right.
One.
Bears. Broncos.
Three, two,
Do I go back up, back to that one?
Yeah, that's one in question, right?
Yeah. Did I say Bears?
Listen for your own voice. Hold on.
Three, two, one.
Saints. Rams.
Oh, three, two, one.
Bears. Broncos.
Oh, what a... I was the only one to pick the Broncos.
Did the Broncos win that game?
No, the Bears won
Bears
that game.
Bears won that game.
I did say Bears. That was right.
Ah.
And you both said Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's hard to hear.
Yeah, don't worry, Maddie. Maddie, I'm with you on that. Maddie, I am with you on that.
She was wrong with the Redskins pick.
Yeah, but the Redskins, that's a backbreaker
but we're
right
gonna
there.
Do, no, we're going to do it differently. It's silly, dude.
Keep it going.
Right, nine more seconds.
Three, two, one.
Eagles. We all missed that.
Nice. In three... two, one.
Browns.
Okay.
So there you go. That's where we're at. You two picked the Browns. I picked the Jets tonight, and I believe you two picked the Browns.
Where are we win-wise?
Where are we, Maddie, as far as stats go?
Well, I would say, Mike, we all did not do as well as we did last week.
Right.
And I said...
It's going to be close.
To be expected.
I think it's going to be close.
To be expected. Your Lions pick was so
negated
out of the,
my Giants.
Was so out of the blue. I was like, holy S. I can't believe you got that.
That's the one I wanted. That's like, way to go, Lions.
Lions.
That's wonderful. We got to take a break. So we'll get tomorrow. We'll get the
full
final
results. We'll have it for the week and also for ongoing.
That's it. And next week when we do the picks, we got to do them in order. We can't do them. We can't shout them out at the same time.
But it's so much. It is really fun.
And by the way,
no one cheats that way.
Trip, I listened to you. Yeah. If you want to come in with your picks already done, I'm fine with that, too.
Oh, I gave you a big...
No, I get it. I understand. Everybody looks at their picks. That's fine. We come in, we pick our team, we fill it out, and that's fine. And if we want to base it on what the other guy said, we can do that, too. That's fine.
I offer this. Let's all say it at the same time, but then repeat them. Like, we'll all...
Do you know how you were in poker? Do you remember how
you
were in poker?
Can you let something go from 15 years ago?
No,
all right.
You're making it more complicated. You're making it more complicated.
Oscar picked the Cowboys.
We'll just do it. If we do it one at a time, what does it matter?
Well,
if we shout them all out, because Rob, I'm giving you permission to prepare your picks like you wanted to do last week, and that'll probably help.
I like saying it all at once. I think it's funny.
Mike, that's what makes it so asinine.
Yes.
People tell what I was trying to explain this. Like, wait, you all like little kids yell out your name? And I said, yes. Like, I need to hear that.
Right. Infinity. We'll take a break. Come
great
back
company.
More. On the Big
Hey guys, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show with a new show out now. Are you ready for some football? Santana Moss has gone from being a football star to stellar broadcaster to my personal life coach. Also coming up, secrets to a successful prom date. The LP is called Frampton Comes Alive. And we've got Sex and the City creator Candace Bushnell spilling the tea all over the studio, Mike. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Who knows? You might get lucky.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Fall is about getting back to your groove after a busy summer. This year, accomplish your goals with the Peloton Tread. Better yourself and build strength all without the trip to the gym. This is not just another treadmill. Oscar saw it. It blew him away with a shock-absorbing slat belt and responsive speed and incline knobs. By the way, my brother-in-law has one. It's incredible. You can up your pace or elevation without breaking your stride. A 32-inch HD touchscreen, and powerful built-in soundbar provide the most immersive, captivating workout experience. Plus, world-class instructors are right by your side for the whole workout. The motivation is real, real-time, and crazy effective, and the variety is amazing. Classes range from 10 to 60 minutes long. Oh, 60 minutes. You animal! And you never have to repeat the same workout unless you want to. Discover the immersive and challenging total body training you can get from Peloton Tread. Peloton is offering listeners a limited time offer. Go to onepeloton.com and use the code TMOS to get $100 off accessories with the purchase of Peloton Tread. And we thank you, Eddie.
Beautiful, beautiful machine.
Really great time, and we want you to go out and grab one. Grab it for the holidays, everybody. That's what you should do. I was thinking about this show and how we do the show, and it's really, really great to bring you guys more in, because if I didn't do that, I wouldn't hear about mouse urine and Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
First of all, Rob, how you said you wanted to talk about mouse urine on the show today.
Yes.
And I'm curious, mouse urine, how do you even know that there's mouse urine?
Ooh. It's bad, right?
I know mouse droppings.
Yes, as
I don't
do
know
I.
Of mouse, I, you know, and I'm like, Rob, what do you have today? He says mouse piss. Mm.
Now let me start by being clear. My house is not infested with rodents. I have no rodents in my house.
That was my house.
Yeah, that would be your house. Yes. So,
disgusting.
But do you remember a few, maybe a couple months back when I drove up into the wilds of Pennsylvania to buy a console stereo?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
we questioned it.
Yeah, never.
You said, why would you ever do that?
Right.
You loved it. You're proud of it. You took
it
pictures of it.
It was gorgeous. It was so, so nice. And the guy that sold it to me, remember, he was in a belly shirt and flip flops. And before I left, he said, "I'm about to get in my pool," and I said, "And I'm leaving,"
because
it was an open invitation.
Yeah,
and you didn't have your trunks.
Didn't have my trunks. And he said, "And I got another record player in the shed." I said, "Well, good for you." Well, that's great. So I hopped in, I took it home, and I took the back of it off, and there was some evidence of mice. There was some droppings within the console because it had been on a porch. I didn't realize how much, though, because I finally had my favorite tech, Pinball Paul, come out to my home.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right.
He removed the back. He said, oh.
He's a wizard with those things.
Oh, he can fix anything. He said,
That's
slot
a
machines.
Pinball wizard joke.
Oh, I get it now. I'm sorry. Missed it on the first bounce.
I know you did. All right.
He said, oh, you've had mice in here. I said, yeah, I swept out most of the droppings. And he said, that's good. He said, they've eaten all your speaker cones. You're going to need new speakers, four of them. I said, oh, okay. And this was very disappointing because cosmetically on the outside, it was still in really good shape. Mm. But I really.
And you listened to it when you were there? Didn't you listen to it?
No, he wouldn't plug it in for me.
All right.
But you know what I knew? I knew that I looked at it, and I knew that I had all the parts were complete. I knew that it was in good
condition. Except for the speaker cones.
Well, yeah, but they were there. They were just all chewed up. What I
from
was
the
concerned,
inside.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it from the outside.
What I was concerned about was I did peek into the back when I was up there, and I saw the tube amp, and I saw that the record player was complete, and the radio was complete, and all the buttons, all the pieces were there.
But you didn't see any evidence of, you know, the speaker cone being
being gone.
And that's like paper, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all it is. Right? I mean, this was a 1962. The speaker cone is literally, it looks like something you'd see in a PA system. It doesn't look like anything fancy. It's just a really simple cone looking thing. So Pinball Paul comes out and he says, oh, this record player is an easy fix. He says, yeah, it's solid maple. This is really nice. We're going to have to replace those speakers. The amp, he says, this is going to need some work. I'm going to take it out and take it to the shop. I said, okay. And so he fools with it and has to figure out how to take it out. He takes it to a shop, and I get an email from him 2 weeks later. He says, worked on it for about 2 hours. Everything is corroded. Too much mouse piss.
Oh, my God.
Gross. So, really? So they were, like, living in there.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this is, you know, it's almost 60 years old. So I'm thinking, right. I don't know what the life of this thing was and how long mice
especially
have been in.
In a rural, I mean, even like in a urban area.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a big to do when I first moved in. We talked to somebody possibly building not even a deck, but just like a landing, out of Pergo or whatever they tried to sell you. And, he said, no, you don't want a deck back there because any voids, the mice or rats or whatever will find that void.
Make a den.
And a speaker cabinet. It's the perfect place to build a frat house for rats.
Of course. Lots to eat. Lots to on, and also, you know, good music.
Well, so, what's the end result with this?
So it really good bummed music. Me out. It really bummed me out because not only did I have a vision of this cabinet sounding
it looked
great
beautiful.
And looking good, now I knew that it could never really, without an amazing amount of money poured into it, be...
How much did you pay for the original?
You see, that's the thing. I was only out $40 for it. I got that and another record player for $20. So, I mean, I paid $60.
But if it was functioning, Rob, it would have been a different. You know,
yes.
Spending $40 for something that actually worked would have been.
But
great.
What I envisioned.
Spending $40 for something you got to put $200 into.
Yeah. What I envisioned was about being $200, $250 away from having a real set piece, right? And so I was bummed. And so I said, you know what? I can sell this. I get my $40 back just on the fact that it's a piece of furniture. So that's fine. So I go back to Facebook Marketplace and I find a place. A guy is selling a 1963 Sylvania unit functioning. And beautiful, and it's in a place, Mike, have you ever heard of Faulkner, Maryland?
Oh.
No.
That's where it was.
Really?
And you know what I can tell you about Faulkner, Maryland?
Did you go out there and get it?
I wrote the guy a note. I said, are you available tomorrow? He said, yes. I said, how does it sound? And within 20 seconds, he'd sent me a video of it playing an LP, and it sounded dynamite. And it's beautiful. Okay. And it's a little guy. It's only about 3 feet wide. It's mm-hmm. a little console with an all-tube amp, and he totally rebuilt. $85. And I said, you know what? That's not bad. And I said, I'll be there, and I go out. And I know this. When you get to La Plata, you're almost there.
Oh, wow.
But
she drove like 3 hours to get this thing?
A little over two. The problem was is that the Charles County Fair is this weekend, of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so La Plata was just slammed with tourists.
fun.
So I get through, and I don't know. I found out after doing some research that John Wilkes Booth lived in this town for a little while.
Oh, my God.
Before he shot the president. So you go all the way out. You go through La Plata. You pass, the Burger King and the Wendy's and everything. And then there's the Red Top Market, which is a liquor store.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's where you turn left and you go back in there. And I finally found this guy's house. And I note that it's one of those roads where, you know, the addresses are really small. So by the time I saw the address, mm-hmm. I'm 30 feet too far away. So I have to back up. But that's okay because I'm the only living person within the sound of a scream right now.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the end of Castaway.
Yes. Yeah, so lots of grids. So sure. I get back and I pull into his driveway and there's smoke everywhere.
Oh.
I mean, thick smoke.
Like emergency smoke or someone's farmer and they're burning tires?
It wasn't tiry smoke. It was definitely an organic smoke, but it was a lot of it.
Slash and burn.
So I pull into his driveway and he opens his storm door and he yells out, are you Rob? I said, yeah, you must be John. He said, yeah, sorry about the smoke. I'm burning a stump today.
There you go, baby.
Burning a stump.
Faulkner, Maryland.
And I looked down, and yes, there is probably about an 18-inch diameter stump mm-hmm. with a gas can nearby. Not too near, because that wouldn't be safe. And he's obviously gassed it up, and he's burning it down. I said, so you're burning a stump. He says, almost tripped on it the other day. Got to get rid of it. I said, okay. We're out there, and it really looks like a video.
Who do you go with?
I went by myself.
Alone.
Yeah.
You're going to get murdered one day. You're going in the middle of the wilds of Maryland.
It's been a good ride.
Pick up a $40
cat. You'll have a ball gag in your mouth, and you'll be like down in a cage like the gimp.
It's been a pretty good ride.
I did,
and it's fantastic. It was not only audio and sonically and mechanically fine, cosmetically, it's beautiful. And so now I've got a console unit where I've always wanted a console unit. And if it hadn't been for the mouse piss, I wouldn't have found it.
That's right. And remember, what have we learned from this segment today? Bice love music.
Butch
Bice
bore.
Love butch bore music.
Mouse music.
Music. We'll take a break and I'll tell you about my trip to the aquarium when we come back to Michael Berry. Old friend.
Hi, everybody. This is Manberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Manberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Mailbag tomorrow, so get
That's
those
wonderful.
In.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. With age comes wisdom. Wisdom. Music. With age comes wisdom. Music. Now, let me start again. Yeah, you're smarter when you're older, okay? Yes. Getting older can also be a downer in one area specifically. It's a fact 40% of men, 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Why do guys turn to weird solutions or worse, do nothing when they can benefit from medicine and science? Be wise. Check out Hims. H-I-M-S. Hims has real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, and made much more affordable. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's hard made easy. Say hello to your little friend. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/TMOSED. That's a new one, right?
A new one, yes. It's a new code because they're trying to keep this separate from their other Hims stuff.
4hims.com/TMOSED. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOSED. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine a prescription if a prescription is appropriate. And see the website for full details and safety information. 4hims.com/TMOSED. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's 4hims.com/TMOSED. And we thank you.
All right.
Yes. I too had a weekend excursion. Mrs. O'Mara was taking more of those pesky classes.
Yes.
And I look forward to being her sacrificial lamb. Although this week she's relying on friends and family to come to her course so she can do procedures on them. I opted out. I just, get up. For me, I can do without a facial. Thank you very much. But
step in for your procedure.
Hello there. Yes, we're going to dermaplane. My favorite was the gif of the dermaplaning when she was talking about dermaplaning. It shows a guy with a wood planer peeling up the stuff.
Oh,
it was,
no.
Absolutely wonderful. So I have the man, a little man to myself all day, hit golf balls in the morning, off to breakfast, out at the place right across the street called FK Your Diet. I swear to God, that's the name of the place. And we went into this place. He had the
smart name.
It's a great name.
Just fantastic little experience. And then I said, you know what? Mama's not going to be back till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 9:30 in the morning. I said, let's go up the road to Sarasota and go to the Laboratory Aquarium where they rescue manatees and dolphins and sea turtles, and they've got all sorts of critters up there. And by the way, in the state of Florida, Florida residents only have to pay $7, not the usual like $24, to get in there. I said, this is a perfect idea to drive. And drive.
What a nice surprise.
Yeah, beautiful.
My dad would never have done that. That's so super. Great.
How far is Sarasota from your home?
Well, this part of Sarasota was like up the main drag and then off and down towards the coast, which was about an hour and 48 minutes to get to this place.
Oof.
So, yeah, it's about an hour and 45 to get to Sarasota. And Sarasota is much more busy and trafficy and all that. But what I didn't realize, you know, I always talk about down here, there's so many different things to do that compared to D.C. where everybody does the same thing at the same time.
Same time.
Not when it's $7 to get into this place that's normally $24. Because the place was wall-to-wall human beings. And it was super crowded. And by the way, when I got done with the aquarium, I realized that the $7 as opposed to the $24, $7 felt a little more right. To charge for this type of area.
Do you feel that the crowd was rich with Floridians, or were there out-of-towners?
I think it was a variety pack of everybody.
That's the best at an aquarium.
A lot of families with kids that you know, were from the area, they're always tourists here.
Look, this you might not know, because when was the last time you went to the Baltimore Aquarium, I guess? I want to compare the Baltimore Aquarium to Sarasota Aquarium.
The Baltimore Aquarium, like the Miami Seaquarium, which is the Mac Daddy, that's the 2 hours and 15 away that we're going to go to
eventually.
Which is
the National Aquarium, Baltimore.
That's
Aquarium,
a beautiful,
right?
They're
much
more.
They got sharks and they got rays.
Well, we had sharks too.
Yeah, but can you touch a ray?
No.
Because you can touch a ray at Baltimore.
Yeah, I know. No. We had, let me see.
No.
We saw sharks. Baby hammerheads, full-sized white-tipped sharks.
This is a real aquarium.
They had a real aquarium. They had sharks in there. They had the best part, the manatees. Maybe because, I said, it looks like daddy. I was really, really excited when I saw them.
They swim
but they
like
were
daddy.
They swim like daddy, and they were feeding them lettuce, you know? So, hey, look, the manatee eats the pool, just like daddy.
Was Carla feeding the manatee lettuce?
Carla wasn't with us.
Thought perhaps.
So it was me and the young man.
Yeah, because Carla's in school.
That's true.
And the gift shop, which, by the way, all proceeds go to Sea Rescue, so I did let him get a toy. $19 like toy with a shark cage. So he loved that. Cool. He was happy. But the it was special. It was nice. And at the end of the day, even though he was tired, I had my first pull off to the side of the road. And discipline him because he was a little whiny
from
the time he got up. Because we let him stay up super late. And look, our schedules now have to be inflexible. We are rigid. We are up at 5:30 in the morning. We're up at 6 o'clock. You can't depart from that too much on the weekend. You can't. No. Not with a 6-year-old. It doesn't work that way. So we're driving back, and I forgot what he was whining about. Something he was whining about. And I think the comment that I made was, I'm tired of listening to you whine.
Ooh.
And from the back, the 6-year-old, who I want to say has the gift of back talk already.
Small Mike.
From the back comes, I'm sorry. I'm tired of looking at your face.
Oh, no!
I pull over.
How do you from laughing? I mean, come on.
It wasn't laughter. I was pissed. I pulled into the center, and I turned around. You cannot speak to me like that. And he knew I was serious.
Yeah, he's side of the road.
He gets the wide-eyed little, like, borderline
cry. I've done something wrong, yes.
Melts my heart where I just want to say, hey, you know what? No sweat. Good comeback. I didn't want to say that, but no, I said, you can't talk to me. And then the rest of the evening was fine. But the fatigue factor.
Yes.
You know? I remember Don used to say to Bart all the time, you know, you're overtired.
Yeah.
It is fatigue.
Yes,
fatigue
is the
enchilada. It happens.
You can take
all
the best kid, and if they're tired and they're going to derail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
He was tired all weekend. That's why yesterday he bit his mother. So anyway, it's just, just on the finger. He said, you can't do that, you know, in the bite.
She's had her shots, though, right?
She's going to have tetanus now. Anyway, heck of a weekend.
Sounds like it.
The manatees were, I love the manatees, you know.
Did they do a body roll?
They're so big. They're huge. Oh, fantastic.
That's cool.
You know, it makes me, and I got home and I'm like, look at those. They're happy as hell. I'm going to eat. Anyway, we'll take a break and. Thank you, Tate's chocolate chip cookies. We'll take a break and come back. Tate's. Oh, crispy. Anyway, we'll have news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I never thought I'd give a hoot about a cake that's filled with fruit, but suddenly I've a tune to toot, and maybe some bonus loot. 'Cause I want a golden ticket, it's ours, Charlie. I think that Mike O'Mara's one swell guy. Lux auto cherries, Charlie. Who would have thought TMOS could ship a cake to my address? 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never had a treat so fine from an old Spiewak recipe. A studio tour will soon be mine, and a trip to DC. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. I want a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance in this sweepstakes, thanks to a golden ticket packed in Rob's fruitcake.
I love that promo.
Wow.
Broadway. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. Ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. The solution? Untuck It shirts, specifically designed to be worn untucked. Untuckit is the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. Now, no matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my Untuckit shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuckit shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Try it on in person at one of the Untuckit's 50 stores or go to untuckit.com to get started. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the USA. Plus, you can save 20% on your first order by using the code TMOS at checkout. That's untuckit.com, promo code TMOS, and enjoy. We love our Untuckit shirts on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love yours, too. You're going to have your golden ticket, too.
News.
News.
Boo.
Perfect.
Well, Rick Ocasek from The Cars died in New York City yesterday. There's no cause of death yet. The NYPD said that he was 75. Public records list his age as 70. The Cars, look, I was a DJ in the 80s. There's nobody popular like The Cars. Yeah. They became huge in the late 70s, actually, early 80s, with hits like You Might Think, Just What I Needed, Let's Go, the one Rob's playing, My Best Friend's Girl, Good Times Roll. My favorite, which was their ballad, Drive. I love song. When I heard that the first time, it's such a beautiful melody. So in April of 2018, The Cars were finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they reunited once more to perform at the ceremony. That was their final performance with Rick. Mm. So that's sad, and a big part of music. God, you know, you don't realize how many hits The Cars have until you talk about The Cars, and then you realize what they were all about.
And don't forget, The Cars is the band that plays when Phoebe Cates gets out of the swimming pool in Fast Times.
Oh, right, yeah. Because they're a big part of the soundtrack to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Oh, yes. My God, mm-hmm. That's great. Eddie Money, another great rocker. He died on Friday of complications from a heart procedure. Now, he also had stage 4 esophageal cancer. He was 70 years old. His many hits included Two Tickets to Paradise, Take Me Home Tonight, and Baby Hold On. Is it Access TV?
Access.
They will air the final 5 episodes of his reality show, Real Money. Eddie was training to become a New York City cop. I always thought he was a
New York
City
cop. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But he was training to become a New York City cop when he quit to pursue music. And I had the pleasure of hanging out with Eddie Money a couple of times, and was a great guy.
He was great on the show. Yeah, super nice.
I do remember that he to this day is still mad at Kenny Loggins for not giving him credit for singing back up on That's All Right. And I'm sorry, I'm All Right from Caddyshack. He was bitter about that.
He really was.
To the dying day.
He was a street guy.
Yeah, I loved him.
But safe travels to Rick Ocasek and also Eddie Money. Felicity Huffman will spend some time behind bars for her part in the college admissions scandal, but she won't be there for long. On Friday, she was sentenced to 14 days, plus a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service. She doesn't have to start serving until October 25th. After her sentencing, she said, quote, "I accept the court's decision. I broke the law. There are no excuses or justifications for my actions, period."
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
You know,
take a page, Laughlin.
She'll be out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People are weird. People think she should have gotten more. I'm a big believer that rich and famous people shouldn't get special treatment, and rich and famous people shouldn't get more jail time than they deserve. Yeah. I think her actions leading up to this is the reason she is not serving a month in jail and serving 2 weeks in jail. I think she owned it. She owned it right away. She handled it. And right now, if I was Lori Loughlin, I would
Aunt Becky
be shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
Because they went the opposite way, and who knows what's going to happen with that, with a lot more dollars involving her kids, all the stuff Felicity Huffman didn't do.
And it's over for her now.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I find myself thinking this way. Not that I care whether Felicity Huffman is ever on camera again, but I'm wondering if she will make any kind of a comeback in film or TV.
I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because she comes out smelling like a rose. Really,
she owned it.
Yeah, because she owned it. Yeah. And
well, there are a lot of people bitching about the fact that she got off too easy. It's like, okay, you know, these people that kick people when they're
but
down.
You know what they? You know what she did? She listened to the people in power. The lawmakers said, this is your punishment, and she took it. So you can't blame her for that.
She's not continuing to fight it.
Right.
This is now to lighten the mood. My God, we got the jail and 2 deaths. This is New Zealand, and when someone is going to get laid off, their companies give them a heads up. Oh, wouldn't that have been nice at WJFK? And they're legally required to let the employee bring along a, quote, support person.
Oh, wow.
Like
that's
a
good
friend, their spouse, or their lawyer. Or in this case, there's a guy named Josh Thompson in Auckland, New Zealand, who recently got an email from his bosses at an ad agency telling them they needed to have a meeting to discuss his future at the company. He knew it meant he was getting canned.
Sure.
So he hired an emotional support clown to come with him. This is so ad agency. Josh paid the clown around $125 to come with him to the meeting in full makeup and make balloon animals while Josh was being fired. I love
this is a reality series.
Yes.
Oh, this is fantastic.
That is awesome.
He says his boss has found the whole thing funny, and he already has a new job with one of their competitors.
Oh, that's
I'd
great.
Hire the guy. Yeah. Nice. As for the clown, he says this was, quote, the weirdest job I've had. not the weirdest one, but in the top 10. I don't know what that
balloon
clown's
animals.
Been up Yee. To. My God. We're a week out from the first day of fall and the time of year you're most likely to hit an animal on the road, which usually means deer. 36% of accidents that involve animals happen between September and November, so keep your eyes peeled, especially in the morning and at night at dusk.
Yes.
Very, very scary. Two-thirds of drivers in a recent poll thought that swerving was the best thing to do if an animal runs out in front of your car, but it's actually the most dangerous thing you can do because it can cause an even worse crash.
Hmm.
The best thing to do is hit the brakes, but don't swerve. Using your high beams when you drive can also give you a leg up, and if there are multiple lanes, the center lane is usually the safest because it gives you more time to react. According to the most recent data, the 10 states where you're most likely to hit a deer are West Virginia.
Hey, West Virginia. No. West Virginia.
Our friends in Iowa. Hello, Iowa. Mm-hmm. KCJJ. I know, Steve Bridges keeps a notch on his car.
He does.
Anyway, Montana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Michigan, Wyoming, Ohio, and Arkansas. I cannot believe Maine did not make the list.
Yeah.
Because up there,
well, that's
even
moose.
In the summertime, we're always dodging for them. No. Deer. Unbelievable deer up there.
Wow.
Yeah, huge deer?
Yeah. They're just lots of them. And even in the summertime, at dusk, they come out. And they have wild turkeys up there. All over the
place. Yeah. If I saw a wild turkey on the road, I'd have to take a selfie.
If you come up to Maine again, I can almost guarantee you I will take you out and we will see wild turkeys.
That's cool. Do you ever any hunting friends that shoot and eat them? The wild turkeys?
I've asked Zach about that, and I don't think he has. And I've always heard that the wild turkeys, you know, we're our palates are used to the domesticated turkeys.
They're actually I've had it a couple times. It is definitely a more complex flavor, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah, wild turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's what they used to have back in the day.
Yeah.
That'll fix them. That took the fight.
A little glaze, a little honey. You okay?
Brung you some diny mite.
Absolutely. And now a little something. Please. A 22-year-old guy named Eric Velasinor in Sylmar, California, lives with his parents and got roped into going to the Los Angeles County Fair with them this past weekend. He really didn't want to go. So on Friday, he sent an email to the fair because he's smart and he lives with mom and dad. He said, I was told that someone was planning on doing a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairground.
Oh, no. Oh.
The police and FBI traced the email to him within hours. Fortunately, it really was a hoax, but he was still arrested for making a false threat. Because Eric didn't want to go to the fair.
Don't go to the fair, Eric.
And the police say they'll be looking for Eric to reimburse them for the cost of the investigation around his fake threat. When asked for comment, Eric said that they were just jealous that he'd been talking online with hot babes, like, all day. Way to go, Kip. Anyway,
I did not see that coming.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the mustachioed man leaving the White House, John Bolton, out as National Security Advisor. Mike has opinions. Plus, it's down to 10, the debate of September. There'll be more. We're going to break it down for you and tell you what we think. Please tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen, my favorite new sponsor. Love them. Nutrition is on everyone's minds, and Kettlebell Kitchen knows that meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer personalized solutions. They are changing people's lives with meal plans that are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte, no long-term commitment. It's delivered to your door twice a week. For optimal freshness, just heat, eat, and no cleanup. You're going to love it. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. Oh, my God. Huevos rancheros. All their meals are free of dairy, soy, artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten. That's why they taste so much better.
Yeah.
They even have vegetarian, keto, Whole30, and paleo. You can filter meals by your choice of calories, protein, fat, and carb limits so you get exactly the right food for your unique tastes. It's comfort food made healthy. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is, what is this, the 16th?
16th, Monday, yeah.
September, already on Monday. Take it away, Rob.
Are you familiar with a singer called Beyoncé? Something like that?
I know not a Beyoncé. I know a Bayon.
Yeah. Yes, and her sister.
Solon. Bonjour.
Je ne regrette rien. This was trending on Twitter, and 8 billion people sent it to me, so I thought I should play it for you now. Apparently, Alex Trebek has a thing with the word genre. Genre meaning type, right?
Okay.
G-E-N-R-E. It's a French word, but...
Sure.
How would you say it?
Genre.
Yeah, me too.
Genres for four.
A genre category. This genre of art. This genre of novel. This genre of game. This alliterative genre. This fantasy genre. This spooky genre. This popular genre. This six-letter genre. This genre. This literary genre. 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 Genres.
So there's that.
Oh, so he's right, right?
He's I'm correct. Sure he's technically right, but you know what? It
sounds like a douche.
Yeah, you sound like a douche when you say it.
I know,
that way.
I know. But you know what? He's battling his issues, yeah. So we'll let him go it. With genre.
Genre.
So last night was the Alec Baldwin roast. I'll give you three to choose from. Would you like to hear Sean Hayes' opening jokes?
Do I detect a note of like it wasn't that great?
I didn't love it.
Why?
Yeah. I saw the potential for it not being good.
Because you know why? Because the star power was, it didn't cater to me, and I didn't recognize some of the people on the stage. And the writing was good. Some of the jokes were good.
Well, if it catered to you, they'd have corpses up there.
Freddie Roman!
So wasn't that good?
No, but there were some lines, so I will give you your choice.
But don't they have lightweights now, even for contemporary people? Yeah, it's not like a powerhouse line.
Well, Sean Hayes is your MC.
Yeah,
Sean Hayes.
I totally agree. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
All right. 100%. Do you want to hear Sean Hayes? You want to hear Jeff Ross, or do you want to hear
Jeff Ross?
The daughter, Ireland Baldwin. Actually, they're all worthwhile. But he will start.
I'll hear Ireland and Jeff Ross.
Okay, here's Jeffrey.
Alec is actually my neighbor in Greenwich Village, which was a pretty safe neighborhood until you moved in. You're a big star. I watched you get arrested for punching a guy over a parking spot. Next time, valet your car and help your brother's business. Alec, I first saw you in the movie Pearl Harbor, which was worse than the actual Pearl Harbor.
Now, you know, he always
does like that.
He's always great.
He's always fantastic.
But here, this was a surprise to me that his daughter, obviously written for her, but they went with a certain theme and they did a really good job with it. So I give kudos to Ireland Baldwin.
Hi, Dad. I'm Ireland. I actually have a lot in common with the people on this roast because, like them, I don't really know you that well either. Well, a lot of people know my dad as that guy from the Mission Impossible movies or that guy from 30 Rock. I know him as that guy from like half of my birthday parties. By the way, Mission Impossible is what I call getting my dad to apologize.
Nice. So she did a pretty good job. I like that.
Ben, was Sean Hayes funny at all? Because I kind of like it now.
Medium.
Don't worry, Alec. Nothing said here tonight will be meaner than what you left on your daughter's voicemail. Alec once said that I was like a brother to him, which is why we haven't talked in 10 years. Alec almost got the role of Batman in 1989, but the part went to Michael Keaton because he actually had chemistry with Kim Basinger.
Oh! That's the best joke of the night,
of course. Alec's true passion has always been the theater. Alec loves to hit the stage because it can't press charges.
So those are my highlights from the roast.
Yeah.
I like that.
Have you ever accidentally said I love you at the end of a phone call to someone that you probably shouldn't say I love you to?
Yes.
I've done it a dozen times.
It's horrible.
It is.
It's horrible. I have done it to people.
I do it to my brother and sister, and that shouldn't matter. But yeah. I was like, love you. And then I get nothing back. I'm like, oh, all right.
I have said it accidentally to my buddy Brad, and we finished. And I remember the first time I did it, I said, all right, I love you. And he says, yeah, okay.
Now, Oscar, you'll lay one out there, but it's
but you're genuine. You're genuine.
Yeah.
But he's genuine, and I'll say, yeah, and I it's still weird. But I've done it to people that I had no intention of saying it to.
Yeah. Yes,
I just thought I was on the phone with my wife. Yeah, and it's so automatic.
You get relaxed and you say, like,
making a golf date. Okay, love you.
The reason I pulled this piece of tape is because it's happened to me in real life. This is a radio host, I believe, in Great Britain.
Will do. Thank you, Jeremy.
Bye, Anne. Bye. Love you. Bye. Oh gosh, I said, why did I say love you? I'm so sorry.
It's funny.
Okay, and we close with David Spade. Mike, if you're not watching Lights Out, find the episode with Jay Leno and Norm Macdonald.
Oh,
because
my God.
Jay Leno, by the way, looks now like an ogre. He is twice the size of like a normal Shrek. Human, and his head looks like he's in a carnival. And then Norm Macdonald is doing everything he can to make everyone uncomfortable. It's truly great. But anyway, David Spade, he has good news for heavier women.
Scientists just released a study that women who carry extra weight around their midsection are much more likely to be at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and unfollowing.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
David Spade, never been married. There we go. Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Yeah, hey, Fruitcakes, got two more weeks
left. Two weeks.
We'd love you to get fruitcakes for your friends. Remember, it's going to be the holiday season before you can blink an eye.
Don't forget about golden ticket.
The golden ticket, the platinum ticket. Go for it. Get yourself a fruitcake, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, our TV producer, Maddie Masiello, and our executive producer, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Chow, chow.
What was that?
Sorry.
Yeah, you've done this before?
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Adolfo.
Good night, proud looker.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.